The Lowdown.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
Hello and welcome to The Lowdown, your ultimate guide to week one. I'm James.
And I'm Meg, and you're listening to URN.
It's Tuesday here during Freshers Week, and almost a third of students are waking up with their first uni hangover.
Friendships were made in the smoking area of Ocean and embarrassingly ignored at brunch this morning.
But that was only day one. There's still much more to come. Listen to what's on today around campus.
What's on? Tuesday.
There's no better way to get rid of that hangover than a brisk walk around one of our campuses. Campus tours for University Park leave at 12, and for Jubilee they leave at 2 and 3.
If you don't have a meal card, or want to get to know more about student welfare services available, you can drop into a free lunch with Nightline and Student Minds. This is running from 12 to 1:30 in room D138 of the Portland building.
If you've just started in self-catered halls, you can jump on a hopper bus to Sutton Bonington to a cooking lesson with Nutrition Society, running from 2 till 4.
At 4, we have a free film festival at the Caton Auditorium, where societies are showcasing some of their favourite films. And rumour has it, Welsh Society has a real treat in store.
If all of your introductory lectures are getting too much for you, you can always get involved in your hall's crafts and game afternoon. These are taking place in all halls and run from 4 till 7.
If you fancy a movie night in, then we have you covered. The Avengers is being shown at Caton Auditorium from 8 till 10 for only £4.
Alternatively, if you fancy a night not watching people fight for their lives, you can always make your way to the University of Nottingham's comedy night, which is running from 8 to 11. This will be at Glee Club in Nottingham City and is £7 to attend. Welcome mentors will arrange transport and the buses will leave at 7:30.
If you've beaten off yesterday's hangover and are already ready to sample more of Nottingham's infamous nightlife, then you can of course make your way to another hall night. Depending on where you're staying, you'll either be off to Baywatch at Ocean or donning your toga and embracing your inner Roman at Forum and Crisis.
So that's what's on for Tuesday. Check it out at audioboom.com/URN speech if you want to hear it again.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
Nottingham University boasts societies of all shapes and sizes, and with the huge variety available, there's something for everyone.
We caught up with SU Activities Officer Rob Jennings, who gave us all the info we need on societies. The SU.
Personally, from the student groups I've worked with and the people I've seen who've got very involved in our societies and SRSs, and sports for that matter, is the amount of pride that people take in what they do. I'm sure you guys are more than aware kind of being with URN. People really enjoy what they do. They're very passionate about it, and they have a great loyalty and allegiance to their group and making it as the best that they can.
Society points.
Basically, it's how we rank our societies. So some of the good societies will have achieved a gold standard. That means they've worked exceptionally hard over the course of the year. Silver and bronze are all amazing societies too. So we're really blessed here at the university with loads of good opportunities.
Freshers Festival.
But what we've really tried to do this year is make it a lot less static, get societies up and about, allow them to really kind of demonstrate and get people involved in what exactly it is that they do. It's my belief that by letting students kind of try it for themselves, they're much more likely to get a feel for it and hopefully sign up to become a member of that society.
After week one.
You can join a society at any time. If you don't sign up to one during the first week, that's not a problem at all. We have various means of doing so. You can do online by the SU website. We run something called a Try It scheme, which is basically centered around giving you enough opportunity to have a go at doing something free of charge before you sign up.
Society or SRS?
They're all student run. They all have presidents and various committee members who are students. But the SRSs that we do have, they're very representative of media groups. We have Carnival, which is our rag, Nightline, which is a great listening service. So no real difference, so to speak. However, the SRSs are particularly large societies, is kind of how I'd think of them, and they engage a lot of students.
Society info.
So if you want more information, it depends where you are. If this is throughout Welcome Festival, pop up to a stall, have a word with some of the committee members, speak to your mentors, they'll be able to give you loads of information. Come chat to me if you can find me, I'll be out and about. But further to that, as I said earlier, just go by the SU website. There's basically a society A to Z that lists all the societies we do. We also are piloting something whereby it's a survey you can fill in. You basically input your interests, what you like, what you don't like, the activities you've enjoyed in the past, and we'll make some suggestions about societies that we think you might enjoy. And if you know any kind of second, third years, just ask them. They'll be able to give really good recommendations to you.
Big events.
I think Holi on the Downs is a real highlight. This is where the Hindu society celebrates the Holi festival, which is a festival of colour, as far as I'm aware. Certainly, it's a very colourful event. Other than that, we have Snowflake Ball, which is run by Carnival, which is a really great event. Huge kind of marquee, formal black tie dinner where they announce their total. I hear URN may have Azeem Ward. So that's definitely going to be probably one of the highlights this year. You can check out what's going on the SU website. There's an events calendar where essentially there'll be listings of stuff that's going on.
New societies.
If you spot a gap in the market, you spot a niche about something that you'd really like to do and like to set up, basically all you need to do is get 25 signatures of people that agree with you, that this is something that they would like to join and participate in. You can take that forward to Societies Council, and that's basically a process whereby we gather all the presidents of the existing societies together. You will pitch your society to them, and they will kind of vote on you becoming affiliated.
So that was Rob Jennings, your activities officer for next year. Make sure to look out for him and all the societies around the Freshers Festival.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
URN also boasts a talented array of specialist music shows. From deep house to alternative rock, listen to what some of them have to offer.
Hello and welcome, it's the Jack and Phil
Good
Show.
Good evening, welcome to the official Pre-Ocean Show.
We're now locked into the Grand Show.
You are here with Debbie and Mike.
I'm Jake Danvers.
And you're listening to The Rock Show.
Good evening and welcome to the Ben and Tom Show here on URN After Dark. Specialist music from 7pm until 3am every day of the week.
This is Pete Tong.
Hi, I'm Dan from Bastille.
I'm DJ Fresh.
Hi, this is Greg Stainer and you're listening to URN.
You're listening to the world famous URN.
Keep it locked.
If you want to get involved in the After Dark side of the station, send an email to james.perkins@urn1350.net.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
Nottingham is no stranger to charity. Aside from its own volunteering centre and multiple charity organisations and societies, Nottingham is home to Carnival, our resident rag, and one of the biggest student-run charity organisations in the country.
We spoke to Carnival director Guy, who told us exactly what the organisation does and how you can get involved.
Carnival is the University of Nottingham's student-run fundraising organisation. It's completely student-led and we raise lots of money for lots of different charities across the UK.
Rag Raids.
So in the autumn semester, as a fresher, you'll have the chance to, every Saturday, get on a bus very early in the morning and go to a city in the UK. That could be Manchester, Leeds, Liverpool, Bristol, a huge variety of cities. You collect money for a charity in the day. We have about 20 different ones which you could be collecting for. And then you'll get on a bus back to Nottingham and we'll have a night out in the city to finish.
Involvement.
I'd say the easiest way to get involved in Carney is the Rag Raids. Every halls of residence will have a rep team assigned to it. So that's six second-year students who are volunteering the 2015 calendar year, competing against other teams to raise as much money for charity in 12 months. And yeah, so they'll be in contact with you for the whole of the first semester and just ask them about Rag Raids and how to get involved. Another really easy way is challenges. You can climb Mount Kilimanjaro or you can run the Barcelona Marathon, cycle London to Paris. There's a huge variety. So I'd say those are the two best ways to get involved.
Charity.
We fundraise for dozens of different charities year in, year out. There's a handful of charities that we always use. We've got really good relationships with. So, for example, Breast Cancer Now, Poppy Appeal, Action Against Hunger. But we always choose new ones to use year in, year out. So, for example, today I had a meeting with Guide Dogs.
So that was Guy from Carney. And make sure to pop into the Carney office on the ground floor of the Portland building if you're interested.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
So, we've heard from Rob Jennings, your activity officer, about all societies around campus.
But what about sports, some of you say? Well, we've caught up with James Bramley, your sports officer, on how you can get involved in the Nottingham Sports Clubs this year.
Uni Sports.
Currently have 72 sports clubs, which is one of the largest in the country in terms of club sport where you can represent the university. We definitely have the largest IMS programme in the country, so you can represent your hall or society. That's the largest programme in the country, so we have over 70 football teams that play. We have the largest amount of sports within that, so we've got 14 sports at the minute, including stuff like volleyball, table tennis. So the sort of breadth of our offer. We have a new Engage programme, which is for students that just want to try sport for the first time. You can also get involved in coaching, officiating. We also are the only university that has, well, the first university to have a full-time disabled officer in terms of sport. So the breadth of what we offer is the most obvious thing, I'd say, but also the quality we have. We're regularly competing to get in the top five for Bucks. So yeah, the breadth and the depth, and also obviously the new sports village that is hopefully going to be ready, well, it should be ready for next September. So those are the three things I'd say the most important things to set us out.
The gym.
So the gym membership is £135 for the year, and if you get it before the 4th of October, it's £120, so you get the early bird. That gives you access to all the facilities on campus, at Jubilee and at Sutton Bonington. All fitness classes are included in that, so you just book on them for free. All gym access, all swimming pool access, all facility access basically across all the campuses.
Varsity.
Yeah, so Varsity is an event against Trent that happens every year. We went out last year and the year before. It's basically the pinnacle for any athlete at our university. It gets crowds in the thousands. The venues that we play at are quite iconic, so you have games at Meadow Lane, the Capital FM Arena. The ice hockey is the biggest ice hockey match outside of North America, so the crowds that come are unbelievable, and we normally didn't put on a pretty good show, so we normally beat Trent. But yeah, this year it's going to be the same as last year, hopefully, so we're going to try and make it just as exciting, just as wild, and make it just as fun for all students to get involved in it, and hopefully we can win again.
Sporting events.
You've got Bucks Nationals, Bucks Big Wednesdays, which are sort of the pinnacle events apart from Varsity on a Bucks basis for sports. So we saw a hockey team beat Loughborough last year in Loughborough, so they're probably the biggest events. So playing Bucks every Wednesday is up there with the best things you can do for sport, but also the Bucks Nationals and Bucks Big Wednesdays for the individual sports and the team sports and after Christmas.
Sporting opportunities.
So we have the IMS programme, which is for students that can play for their hall or society, which has 14 sports you can play in, and we're constantly trying to increase that. So this year we've added indoor cricket, and you can play volleyball, badminton, squash, table tennis, football, and a vast array of sports, so you can play for your hall or society. If you want to try a sport out for the first time that you're completely new to, you can play get involved in the Engage programme, where you just do one off sessions where you can try different sports that you might not have played before, such as kayak, canoe, polo, a vast array of sports. Also, we can get students involved in officiating and coaching as well, so if playing sports not your thing, we can, we've got channels that we can try and get you involved in coaching and officiating, and you can either earn some money or get some qualifications in doing so.
So that was James Bramley, your sports officer this year, and make sure to drop into the SU officer's location if you have any inquiries for both him and the other officers.
The Lowdown.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.
So that's the end of the Lowdown for today, with all you need to know about society, sports and Carney. If you've missed any of the episodes, make sure to check out our Audioboom channel at audioboom.com/URN speech.
Don't forget to tune into The Pulse every evening from 5 at urn1350.net for more of the week one news that matters to you. To keep up to date with all of your campus news, you can also follow us on Twitter at urnpulse or like our Facebook page, URN News.
The Lowdown.
Your number one week one source.